Sometimes there's no lonelier place than a crowded bus. I think a lot of us have had that feeling of being isolated even though you're surrounded by people. And it seems to be heightened in a place like Seattle, where the purported Seattle freeze means people tend to keep their distance. Susan Fee had heard that about Seattle plenty of times, but she always knew she still wanted to move back here. She and her husband both grew up in Federal Way, but she had lived in the Midwest for 25 years. Once they became empty nesters, it seemed like time to return to Seattle, and those grumblings that the city had grown frosty in the time since she left were not going to stop her.
So I had already been doing some research and knew of the Seattle freeze. I didn't buy it, though. I thought, I've got the kind of personality, I have the skills, I'm going to crack this code. So we just decided to flip life upside down, and we sold our suburban house, we sold everything. And the other different thing for me was I decided I didn't want to have a car. I want to be a pedestrian, and I wanted to take on the challenge of getting around Seattle and where I had to go by either bus or walking. And I arrived back ready to go, making friends, getting into the community, emailing people, saying hi. And I put a lot of energy into that with little return. The bus culture is interesting. I love it. There's that moment when you do get a window seat or an aisle seat and you sit down and you see people get on the bus and they do that scan, that quick scan of where they're going to sit. And many times there's a seat next to me that's open and they don't take it. Why? I seem friendly. Why don't you want to sit next to me? But many times I'll get on and say hi to the driver and they look shocked. They're just like, why are you engaging? I've never been acknowledged when I sit down. Not even a look. I think that's odd. So I don't know. It's enough to keep my mind thinking about it all the time.
Tell us a little bit more about the 545, like as a baseline. What is the normal feel aboard that bus?
It's the library bus. It is the quietest bus you'll ever be on. Everyone gets on with their earbuds in already, their headsets, and they are occupied. So I had really been trying to make friends, not just trying to get used to my new job and the city, but just trying to reach out and make conversation. And I was starting to feel a little discouraged. And one day I'm waiting for my bus, and first thing I see are all these stuffed animals on the dashboard. They look exactly like a bunch of Care Bears, like 20 of them out there. So the bus opens and the door opens, and before I can be the first one to say hello, which I always am, this bus driver says, "Well, hello! Hello, welcome, come on in." And right away I notice that she has written over the first four windows. She's written her name. There's like neon pink and green and blue and smiley faces, messages all over the front windows. And that's how I learn her name is Bonnie. I call her Care Bear Bonnie. And I think, wow, Bonnie, like, I want to be your new best friend. And so we keep going along and picking up people, and this is the library bus, and so people don't normally engage, and she is engaging. And you can just see people looking around like, what is that noise? What is this thing called talking? And then we get over off of 520, we're coming into downtown, and she takes the mic again, and she starts giving us a little tour. All right, our next stop, downtown Seattle. If you look on the far right, South Lake Union, isn't that beautiful? Like she was doing a tour guide. And you know what? I actually looked. I'd seen that view 1,000 times, but I looked because I thought, she sees something I don't. It just was so apparent to me that I used to be more like that, and I'm not. And she really, in a 40-minute trip, inspired me to just be bold again. Who cares if it just seems way too friendly? And I thought, tomorrow when I take the bus home, and it's going to be a little bit like my Cheers, right? Everybody knows my name, at least Bonnie will know my name, and I'll have someone to talk to on the way home. But she didn't show up, and she didn't show up, and she didn't show up. I never got her as a bus driver again.
For Susan, Care Bear Bonnie was this magical being who appeared out of nowhere and then, poof, gone like a ghost. Still, she was so inspired by the encounter that she told a version of this tale at a live storytelling event called Fresh Ground Stories. The story got picked up by the newsletter The Evergrey. People started recognizing Susan at other events and would ask her if she ever found Care Bear Bonnie. Susan, it seems, had tapped into something. If she had been your driver again, what would you have wanted to say to her?
I first of all would have thanked her for continuing to reach out and talk to people even when it was clear for some they were tired of that. And it didn't stop her. She was brave, and that inspired me to just get up again. I'm going to say hello. I'm going to say goodbye. And I'm not going to give up. I am going to break that freeze and reach out and create a circle of friends. And I will say, through telling the story of Bonnie, that has happened more, for sure.
Could you describe what Bonnie looks like to the best of your memory?
Bonnie is a presence. So she's about 30 years old. She has brown hair, right? No! Are you kidding?
Hi!
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Nice to meet you in person.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry.
That's the point. Surprise!
You guys are so great.
Surprise!
Oh, I wish I had my Care Bear to give to you.
Well, Susan, meet Bonnie.
Oh,
Bonnie,
yes,
meet Susan.
In person. We've never been on the same bus again. Yeah. So first of all, I wanted to thank you because I didn't realize until I met you or watched you how much I had kind of given up. You know, that I just kind of let Seattle kind of get to me. And then you just, you know, appeared like this magic bus. And you actually interact, you're everything I wanted to be. And I really wanted to tell you that the next day because I thought you were going to be my permanent bus driver.
Everybody's life would be so much better if everyone was like me.
Right.
No, I'm totally joking.
But I was going to keep up a conversation. Like, I was really looking forward to taking the bus home every day because I thought we'd chat.
We probably would have.
See?
Every day.
Maybe, you know, get a cup of coffee or a happy hour. Like, I really had this whole plan. I was so excited. And then you weren't there and you weren't there and you weren't there. So
now she's making me cry.
But you stayed with me. Even though I didn't meet you, I had you. And because of you, I ended up meeting more people. So it's a little infectious. So I wanted to say thank you.
You're very, very welcome. But I'm going to tell you a secret.
Okay.
So I actually had somebody get on my bus the other day and go, "Wait, your name's Bonnie? Do you have a nickname?" And I went, Care Bear Bonnie, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I met Care Bear Bonnie in person." And I was like, "I didn't know this was a thing." And I went, "Have a great day."
One of the things that we were talking about was that taking a chance to smile at somebody or offer a friendly comment or whatever, even though you don't know how they're going to react or whatever, it's a little bit of a leap of faith that you are going to sort of make that person feel better. And I just wonder what it's like to have proof now that the good that you put out into the world really does make a difference.
It makes my heart full of joy that I can actually do that for other people. I mean, I've told I don't know how many different people that bringing a smile and a laugh to at least one person a day is what I consider my job, but I never realized that it was that infectious. You know, you can crack jokes and be a goofball and put stuffed animals in your windshield and write little happy hump day all over your bus or just be an in general nut and then actually have somebody come back up to you and go, "Wow, hey, thank you. It means the world." Like, I may be having a really bad day, but hey, the show must go on.
What do you think, like, what would your advice be for the average, you know, Seattleite or Seattle area resident, whether they ride the bus or not, how to thaw the freeze a little bit?
Open your eyes, look around. You live in a gorgeous, exponentially beautiful place. If you want to meet somebody, Walk outside, people. Stop being so shy. Smile. It doesn't hurt. Your face isn't going to crack. I'm not afraid to wave at people on the freeway and go, hi, all five fingers.